This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 298 for Wednesday, March 6th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was stronger Wednesday, finding spillover support from advances in oat-side markets. Canola up 2 to over $3, May up $3.60 at $598.90 per ton. Malaysian palm oil climbed to its highest levels in 6 months overnight, while Chicago soy oil was also stronger on the day. Talk China was in the market, booking some cargoes of Canadian canola was also supportive. Chart-based speculative positioning contributed to the gains, with the May contract holding above its 20-day moving average. However, an earlier attempt at moving above psychological resistance at $600 per ton in the May contract was short-lived, with selling coming forward above that level. Statistics Canada will release its planted acreage estimates next week Monday, with average trade guesses expecting intentions to come in below the 22.1 million acres seeded last year. However, opinions are divided and some analysts are still calling for an increase. In the U.S., soybeans and wheat were lower, while corn managed to move higher. Soybeans moved down despite the gains in soy oil, with relatively favorable South American crop weather behind some of today's selling. The May contract down 0.75 cents at the final bell at 11:48 1/4. Positioning ahead of Friday's monthly USDA supply-demand report was a feature, with updated production estimates for Brazil and adjustments to U.S. ending stocks anticipated. The USDA has consistently called for a larger soybean crop in Brazil compared to other forecasters, and traders will be watching to see if they finally cut their number to be more in line with other trade guesses. Corn also pressured by the favorable South American weather, but managing to move higher, May up 2 cents at 4.28 per bushel. Average trade guesses are calling for smaller Brazilian corn production and tightening U.S. stocks in Friday's report. Seeding of Brazil's second corn crop is reportedly nearing completion at about 86% complete. Wheat, it is lower across the board as U.S. wheat continues to face stiff competition in the global export market, especially from Russia. Minneapolis spring wheat down 8 cents in the May contract at $6.47 per bushel. Kansas City hard red winter wheat down 13 cents in May at $5.56 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat down 20 cents in the May contract at $5.31 per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, March 6th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.